underwater. Desert.
Desert. Yeah. So, there's nothing that can
live. For kids who struggle to read, school can be a challenge, especially in the age of rampant standardized testing. This is a big problem when failing ISTEP can mean being held back a grade. For some Indianapolis schools, assistance comes in the form of ReadUp. ReadUp is an organization funded by United Way and based in several IPS schools. During the school day, volunteers come to the schools and help tutor third graders who need help with their reading skills.
My name is Angel, and I'm in third grade.
Matthew, and I'm in third grade.
These are all students at Louis B. Russell School 48. For this school and many others, it can be difficult to get students the help that they need. At Louis B. Russell, only 3% of students come from the neighborhood surrounding the school. This is why the tutors come in during the school day, so that the students don't have to come in before or after school.
I'm Jane, and I am a ReadUp volunteer tutor.
Jane is currently in her fifth year of volunteering here at ReadUp. Allison, another tutor, has been tutoring for ReadUp for 4 years, and has in total tutored 15 children through the program.
My name's Allison Knowles, and I volunteer 3 afternoons a week with ReadUp.
The children leave their study period to spend time with their tutors in order to work towards finishing the school year reading at grade level. The reading sessions are designed to make the most of the half hour that they are allotted.
Oh, I greet the children, and I've already read the paperwork I've already read to see what's happened previously.
Jane and Allison encourage their students to read their favorite books for tutoring so that they stay interested while reading. Some of those books are
Rainbow Magic, The Pet Fairies,
The Magic School Bus,
Magic Treehouse, Magic School Bus, and that's mostly it.
We usually go to the reading room, and I ask the children to describe to me what they've read previously, if it's a book that we're going to be carrying on with, and we discuss anything that might be worth discussing. And then they read to me and explain to me what's happened and answer my questions as we're going.
Tutors are taught to make sure that their students are reading for understanding. Often they do this by asking them to further explain what is going on in the story and writing a summary at the end of the lesson. While helping the students learn to read is obviously the most important aspect, as Jane explains, it is not the most difficult thing that the tutors must work on.
Getting trust of the kids, that you have to work on that the first 2 or 3 sessions.
Allison echoes the same feeling.
Some of the children are very quiet and difficult to converse with. Some of them don't seem used to having conversations with grown-ups. So those situations have been challenging until I've realized that's what's going on.
Monica Delapaz, director of the program, finds that watching the tutors and students grow together is one of the most rewarding parts of the program.
I think the relationships that are built between the school community, the volunteers that come in to work with the children, and the children, and to see the volunteers build that relationship with a student and kind of become a mentor or a second parent or just a good friend. And sometimes what happens is those relationships go beyond the hour that they spend with the students.
And it is easy to see that both the students and tutors truly enjoy being with each other.
I've been amazed. You know, I have 2 students this year, which is the first year we've done that. We usually only had 1 student per session. And I've been so impressed with both of my students this year and how far they've progressed.
What's your favorite part of ReadUp?
That we get to read funny and learn stuff that's in the books.
To spend time with the tutors.
Through reading and learning with one another, both tutors and kids definitely make an impact on each other's lives. For WHJE, this has been Victoria Oldson. More stories like this can be found at whje.com.